Okay, we are on Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we went through this Bryce a little bit quickly, and I guess we should just go through it again for the sake of clarity. We are holding by, let's start again from about six lines down, Kitanoi. Now we said on Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, we said Ravasi's Din. Ravasi's din was any time a woman is tmeya leida, then the mila is done on day number 8. The woman is not tmeya leida, the mila is not done on day number 8. And Ravasi learned this out from the fact that the pasuk says ishik yisazria v'yalda zachar, and then it says v'tama shivas yamim, she's tmeya for 7 days, and then it says v'bi mashmini yimol b'sar or lasoi. So it seems to be that there's a correlation, there's a connection between Tumas Leda and Mila Lishmoina. So the Gemara said, seven lines down in Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Kitanoi, that we wanted to say that this Memra of Rabasi is in fact the Machlekes Tanoim. So we kind of went through very quickly the Braisa. We're going to go through it again, but before we go through it this time, perhaps we'll look at a Rashi first. Let's look at Rashi in the middle of the page, beginning of the line, Yesh Yelid Bayis Shenimo Le Aleph, Le Echot. And as we mentioned yesterday, what we're going to speak about is the following. We're going to have two psukim in Bereishis, and one of them speaks about doing meal on the 8th day, one of them doesn't speak about meal on the 8th day. And the question is, when do we say Mila takes place on the 8th day, and when do we say Mila takes place immediately? So the basic yesod is going to be that to the extent that it's more Dome L'Yisrael, then if the circumstances are similar to a circumstance which is Dome to Yisrael, which we'll see what this means, then the Mila will take place just like Milas Yisrael, which is on the 8th day. But if it's not really Dema Yisrael, like we'll see what that means, then the meal will take place immediately on day 1, on day 2, and so on. So if you look at Rashi in the middle of Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Yeshu Lidbaye Shenimo Le'echot, Rashi says the following: the Trei Kreig Sivi Bilid Bayis Umiknas Kesef. This two psukim written in relation to an Eved who's born into a Yiddish house, or a Miknes Kesef, you purchase the Eved. Chad Ksiv Bei Ches, one of them mentions Mila's done on the 8th day. Chad Lo Ksiv Bei Ches, and one of them doesn't mention the 8th day. So Himal Yimal Yilid Beizcha Miknes Kaspecha. V'lo Mefarish Bei L'Ches Yomim. There it doesn't mention 8 days. Ksiv Ben Shemen is Yomim Yimalachem Kol Zacha. But it also says over there on the 8th day, you should mal every male l'deres eichem yelid bayis and mikas kasef. So we have two psukim, both of them speaking about servants or people you acquired. One time it mentions on the 8th day, one time it doesn't mention the 8th day. So what do we do? How do we play this one? It says Rashi, "Umistabra dahai de mefarish belushmoina," the pasuk which speaks about on the 8th day, "Haynu eicha de dami li Yisrael ma'alya." That is speaking about a case where the acquisition or the leida of the Shifcha Kananis is similar to Yisrael Ma'alya, meaning Shemelad Bebeisi Shal Yisrael, that the baby was born Bebeisi Shal Yisrael, Mishakonai, the Dumya Dolachem Bain, and it's got to be similar to you. Techsev Bahukra Yimalachem Kol Zachar should be mild to you. I mean, in the pasuk which mentions 8 days, it says Uben Shmoinis Yomim Yimal Lachem will be more mal to you, and it mentions Yilid Bayis and Miknes Kesef. So, to the extent that it's similar to you and your circumstances, then even by the Eved Kanani, the Mila will take place on the 8th day. Yeah, V'Hada Yilid Bayis and Miknes Kesef. Hilkach Lachach Shifchamu Beres. If you purchase a shifcha who is a mulberis, she's pregnant, the yalda, and then she gives birth, once she's already in a Yiddish domain, she's already in your auspices, That will be a case, that will be a situation where the meal will be on the eighth day. The dumya de lachemhu, because that's similar to your types of circumstances, insofar as she noilad brishus shal Yisrael, because she was born brishus shal Yisrael. Whereas lakach shifcha v'yalda ima, uvlada ima, if you purchase a shifcha and her vlad together, meaning shekvar yoladato, she's already given birth to him, even though 8 days have not yet passed, malamiyad, the meter will take place immediately. That's the other pasuk. The lav dumya telachemhu, lakach shifcha v'nisabra etzla, if you purchase a shifcha and she becomes pregnant in your reshus, layave uber miknas kesef, the baby is not considered to be a miknas kesef, but rather a yilid bayis, that will be a case of shenim alachas, the dumya telachemhu. We're going to explain later on what is the case of Yilid Bayis, someone who's born in your Rishus, that nevertheless, we would not say the Mila takes place on day 8, but we will say it takes place on day 1 or at the first possible opportunity. So again, all of this is coming to explain this statement of Ravasi. We said, Lema Kitanoi, as to whether or not Ravasi's din is Shani B'machlekes Tanoim. Remember, his din was, any time there's tumas leida, the mila will take place on the eighth day. So let's see again. Says the Gemara, 6 lines down. On Kuflam and Yamad Beis. So we said, Kitana, Yesh lid bayish nimol le'echad, Yesh lid bayish nimol le'shmeina. Yesh miknas kesef shenimol le'echad, Yesh miknas kesef shenimol le'shmeina. Like we said, both by Yilid Bayis and by Miknas Kesef, sometimes it'll be on the eighth day, sometimes it'll be on the first day, on the first possible time. So we explain the second case first. Yesh Miknas Kesef shenimol le'echad, Yesh Miknas Kesef shenimol le'shmeina. Okay, so what's the case? So lakach shifcha mu'uberes. If you purchase a shifcha and she's pregnant, v'yachakach yalda, and she gives birth, and she gives birth once, meaning she gave birth, she was pregnant in your domain, and she gave birth to the uber in your domain, zeh miknas kesef hanimol l'shmeina. Whereas, lakach shifcha uvlada ima, but if you purchase the shifcha and her vlad with her, so the vlad was already born before he came into your reshus, zeh miknas kesef hanimol l'shmeina. So that will be a situation where the baby is gemalt immediately, right? Even on the first day, in theory. That is the case of Miknas Kesef. The Yesh Yilid Bayish Nimol Shmeina. What's the case of someone who's born in your household where the Mila takes place on day 8? What's the case? Ketzad Lakach Shifcha Minis Abra Etzloi. You purchase a Shifcha Kananis and she becomes pregnant by you. The Yalzen, she gives birth. So zeh yilid bayis hanimol l'shmeina. Again, it's she is given birth in your reshus, in your auspices. That's much more dama l'Yisrael. Now, meila, we're going to apply the pasuk of mila l'shmeina, but to her. Rabbi Chama oimer. Rabbi Chama says, no, not so fast. We're not going to say in such a case that the baby is going to be malt on the eighth day unless the shifcha has undergone tvila. If she's undergone tefillah, there will be tumas leida. If there's tumas leida, then the meal will be done on the eighth day. Says Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chama Omer, Yalda v'yachgach hitbila. If she gave birth, and then she subsequently is tevelis l'shem shifcha kananis, so there's no tumas leida in that case. In which case, zeh yilid bayish nimol le'echad. So the meal will not take place on day 8. But rather it will take place on day number 1. Whereas hitbila, and now she became a shifcha kananis. If she's a shifcha kananis, she's mechuyev in all mitzvahs, like a woman is. So there's going to be tumas leida, v'yachkach yalda, zeh yilid bayis, hanimol l'shmeina. So that will be a case of yilid bayis, where the mila takes place on the 8th day. So we see that Rabbi Chama is the one who holds like Rabbi Asi, or Asi holds like Rabbi Chama, that only if there is Tumas Leda do we say the Mila takes place on day number 8. Whereas the Tanakama, in other words, the Tanakhama is not going like Rabasi's din. There's no requirement, there's no link between Tumas Leda and Mila Lishmaina, and therefore Tfilah is neither here nor there. Tfilah is here, neither here nor there. Good. Says the Gemara, Bishleimel Rabbi Chama. It's good, according to Rabbi Chama, that he brings in tefillah as a factor. So according to him, Mishkachas lo yilid bayis nimol le'echad, yilid bayis nimol le'ches. Meknes kesef nimol le'echad, meknes kesef nimol le'ches. I understand all four cases. It's going to be very clear according to Rabbi Chama. Meaning, again, everyone agrees that the yisoid is the same. The more daimed is le'yisrael, then we would say nima leches. So according to him, it's dependent on tefillah, because that's going to bring about tuma. So we said like this. we said, yold v'achyachit bila, if she gave birth, and then she goes to the mikvah, zeh yilid bayish nima lechot. Whereas hit bila first, v'achyach yold, there's tumas later, zeh yilid bayish nima leches. What about the cases of miknas kesef? So we'll say, Mignas Kasev Nima Lashmaina, what's the case? Gain Shalakach Shifchamu Beris. You bought her when she's a Shifchamu Beris. Vihidbila. Now there's going to be Tumas Leda. Viachagach Yolda. So the meal is going to be on the 8th day. Whereas Mignas Kasev Nima Lachot, Gain Shalakach Zeshifcha Vize Ubara. You bought the Shifcha and the Ubra was already born. Then you would mahal the child immediately. That's all good according to Rabbi Chama. All the cases I can work out even without bringing tefillah in. Bishlamakulu mishkachas lo, I can work that out. Ella yilid bayis nima leechad heki mishkachas lo. According to you, if the child is born in a Yiddish rishus, why is that not considered to be dumya di Yisrael? Where would you have a case where the child is born, is a yilid bayis, and for some reason, you're going to say the Mila is not on the 8th day, it's not really to Mila Yisrael. Why not? What is the case? So, Amrav Yirmiya, the case is, B'lekech Shifcha Le'ubara. If you purchase the Shifcha for the sake of her Uber, meaning you don't own the Shifcha properly, you only have an acquisition in her, only for the sake of the pre-bitna, the payrus, so to speak, and being that you don't properly own the yeved, because you only have a limited acquisition in the shifcha, then it's not considered to be dumi di Yisrael, and therefore the mila is not going to be on day 8. Says the Gemara, Nichol Aman Dami Kinyan Peiris Lavke Kinyan Aguf Dami. That's good if you say that the Kinyan payrus which you have in the shifcha is not a strong Kinyan. It's not considered like you have a Kinyan Aguf. But according to the opinion, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Dami. So if you have a Kinyan in the Shivcha for the Vlad, why don't we say that's Kinyan Aguf Dami? In which case we should say that this child is Mamish, born in a Jewish Rishus, and therefore it should be a case of Yilid Bayis that he's Nimal Lashmaina. Amra Mishayishya, the case is, we'll have to make a new kimta, b'lekech shifcha almanash loy lahat bila. You stipulate with her that you never require her to undergo any type of tefillah, any type of geiris, any type of obligation of mitzvahs, in which case Rashi says, two lines in the bottom, b'lav dumya d'lachemhu, in which case, to the extent that you have clearly articulated that she never needs to have anything to do with mitzvahs, it's not a case of lachem, and therefore, the mila would take place on day number 1. Al Kobanim, well, the Gemara has proven that this statement of Rav Asi, that to the extent that there's tumas leida, the mila takes place on day number 8, that is Shani b'machlekes, Tanakama, and Rebbe Chama. Good. Says the Gemara Maita. Tanya Rishon Ben Gamliel Kol Shishal Lamed Yim Adam Einei Neitzel. If you have a baby is born, and let's assume for now that we're discussing every baby. It's a discussion in the Rishonim, but let's assume for now you're speaking about a regular baby. Baby is born. You don't necessarily know how long the mother carried the baby for. Was it full term? Was it less than full term? A baby is born. We say now, Kol Shishor Lamed Yim Ba'Adam Ein Ein Eifel. Meaning once the baby lives for 30 days, we can say that the baby is going to live. The baby is not considered to be an Eifel. And we have ruled out the possibility of death. What's my proof, says the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel? Shenamar, because my proof is in the Mitzvah Pidyan HaBen. Because the pasuk, when it speaks about the Mitzvah Pidyan HaBen, it says, Upaduyov, mi ben chodesh tifta. Meaning, Pidyan HaBen takes place only after a month. So it must be because after a month, we know that the baby is no longer considered to be a nathal. And so too, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Shmenes Yamim Bideima, also Eina Nathal, Shenemar, Umiyem Ashmini Vahala, Yeratza, the carbon, meaning after 8 days, from the 8th day onwards, you're able to bring the animal as a carbon. In other words, we can assume that the baby is going to live. So that is the din of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. It's a little bit difficult. The Rishonim are bothered that what does this mean? Because after all, in a situation, let's say a Pidyan HaBen, you never would redeem the baby before 30 days, even if you know for a fact that the mother carried to full term. Let's say you know that the mother carried to full term, 271 days, let's say. And nevertheless, you still don't redeem the baby until after 30 days. And the same is true with a Gabi, a Behema. You're not allowed to be makrivit within the first 7 days. Even if you know, let's say, a Behema Gasa was 9 months, a Behema Daka 5 months, even if you know for a fact that it carried to full term, you still don't. So you see, it seems to be some type of exeris akosa. Why are you proving from there that there's a chashash nefal from the fact that mitzvah's pidyon haben is only after 30 days, or that it's royal to be a carbon after 7 days, it just seems to be exeris akosav. So the Ritva explains, and kind of this is really kind of going in Rashi, and the Ritva explains and says that the reason why the terrorist said not to redeem a baby within the first 30 days, or not to be makir of an animal within the first 7 days, is because min hastam, we are concerned that maybe the child is a nathal. Maybe the vlad is a nathal. And therefore, lemaisa, we are not going to be mechalik. And even if we happen to know that the mother carried to full term, we will still say that the mitzvah applies only after 30 days or only after 7 days. But that's kind of more of the reason as to why initially the Torah stipulated Pidyon HaBen after 30 days in the Kabbalah. We're saying you need to wait 30 days or 7 days. So, Freg the Gemara, Halesha, Sveika, Havas, or Kumtois. That if you don't wait for 30 days, it comes out it is a Suffolk. If it is a Suffolk, asks the Gemara at the top of Kuflam and Vav, Mimhal, Hechimalin and Lay. So how can you ever do Bris Milah within on day number 8 to the extent that maybe this baby is not going to live? Maybe the baby is not going to live for the first 30 days, in which case it is a nefel. If you look at the top Rashi, Mimal Hechem Alin and Shum Katam Yem Hashmini B'Shabbos Dilma Nefel Hu V'Lei Chazi Lamo V'Eis Chaburish L'Lishem Mitzvah. Turns out that you're doing a Milah Shaloi L'Lishem Mitzvah and you've been Mechal Shabbos. How can you ever do Milah? That is the Gemara's Kasha. And there is a discussion here in the Mefarshim. Why are we so bothered? Why don't we go Basa Rav? And if we know Rav children, Rav Vladis and not Nephalim, I'll go upon him as they break the Gemara. So Amar Vada Barava, I'll tell you what. There's no problem to do the Mila on Shabbos. Because what are we going to say? Im chayu shapakamahil. If the baby is a living baby, then obviously you're entitled to do Mila. Very good. Then lav, and if it turns out that the baby, let's say, was born in the eighth month, and the baby is not going to live, and the baby, we said, is considered to be like it's not alive, so to speak, in which case, mechatech debasru, it's just considered like you're cutting a piece of meat. Just like if you cut a piece of meat, you're not doing a netilas neshama. So too, if you would cut the arla of a baby who is born in the eighth month, it's not considered to be like you've done any isser. So that's the reason why you can do mila and there's no problem. Says the Gemara, "Hod etanya Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches." We saw on Kuflam and Hey Yom and Aleph. If you recall, we said Arlasay, Vele Safik. In the first case, we were right with Safik, Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches. Ein mechalin alav es haShabbos, and you don't do the Mila. Amai nimalei miyman of shachin chayu shapakamol im lav mechatech bebasu. So now, once you've given this answer, Rav Ada bar Ava, so how do you explain Pshat in the Braisa? So, Amar Mar, Breda Ravina, Anov, Rav Nachumi, Bar Zechariah, Tagimna, we explained this and we said, Mimal, Achanami, Malin, and Leavada, you're allowed to mal, no problem. Le Mitzracha, Ela, Lamachshiri, Mila. What the Braisa meant to say, that Arlasay, Vele Safik, it means according to Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that Machshirei Mila are Decha Shabbos, in a situation over here where it's a Safik ben Zayin, Safik ben Ches, you're not sure, we wouldn't allow you to do the Machshirei Mila. But Avad the Mila itself, like we just said, Miman of Shach is fine, there's no problem. That's what it means to say. Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer. Good. So what have we said over here? We have said that Shimon Gamliel says, unless you wait 30 days with a child, or on the 8th day, 7 to 8 days for a animal, there is a chashash that it is a nephil. The kasha was, if so, why are you allowed to do a mila? And that we said, you can do it, miman of shach, and there's no concern, because if, in fact, it's a ben zayin, then the animal, then the person is considered to be Rahman al-Tzlan as if they're mace, in which case there's no problem whatsoever. On that point, says the Gemara, that is a machlekes tanoim. Amra by ketanoi. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, ketanoi nefel gomor, im choshet kemeis. Kadam Rav Ada bar Ava, the ena el mechatech bebaser, eloi, the havia chabura, that is a, the shaila of a machlekes tanoim, that's the subject of a machlekes tanoim, is a nefel considered to be like a mace or not. What's the tanoi? The pasuk says, v'chiyomus min abehema asher hi lachem. So it says, if an animal which is to you, which you're allowed to eat this type of an animal, and it dies and it becomes a nevela, the pasuk says, hanageh b'nevelah sayit ma'ad ha'arav. There is tumas nevela. So the Gemara darshins in the word la'achla, lahavi ben shmeine she'ein shchitasi mitarasi. It's in a case where it's a ben shmeine, it was born in the eighth month, and if it's born in the eighth month, it's considered to be a nephil. And the Tanagama says, mitarasi, you are mitar it from tumas nevela. Whereas Rabbi is rebuked for the laws of Rabbi Shimon, no, shchitas in mitaros, and shchit is mitaret from tumas nevela. So my lav, the hakim ifliki, the ma'aser chai, who that the Tanna Kama says it's considered that it's alive. We don't say that a nefel is kemes, and therefore we say you're just merely being mechatech basa ba'alma, but rather we say that it's alive. And therefore, the shechita is metaret from Dumas Nevela. Omar Savar, whereas Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they hold it kemesu. And if so, we see that this is actually machlekes tanoim. Says the Gemara Rava. Now, Iachi, if that's the case, Adamif Gilinim Tumah V'Tayra, We could have had a machlekes legabe whether or not you're allowed to eat it. Meaning, that's the shayla. So why didn't the Tanakhama say you can even eat it? Ella, the kuliyama mesu. Everyone agrees to what we said before, that if it's born in the eighth month, it's considered kemes. The kuliyama mesu. And it's a local machlekes legabe when you shecht a nefel, do you at least succeed in removing tumas nevela or not? About this, considered kemes. But just like a trefa is also an animal which is destined to die, but if you shecht a trefa, you remove the tumas nevela. So do over here, maybe when you shecht the nefel, you remove the tumas nevela. As the Gemara says, Ela de kuliyama mesu, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savri, kitrefa. They hold, and then it's like a trefa. So, trefa, la, babo, gav, de mesi, shkitos, and metarosa. Achanami, lejna, rabbonan, they say no. Leidami, a trefa, trefa, hoysa, la shasa, kosher. A trefa, at least, it was well, it was alive. It subsequently got some type of a mortal wound of sorts. It became a trefa. So it's not quite as bad. And therefore, the case of a nafel, where it had this congenital defect that it only was born after 8 months and it was destined to, it was never destined to live, it's that much worse than a trefa. Leidamil a trefa, trefa, hoysel a shasa kosha. It had a time when it was fit. Was high lehoy salah shasa kosher. I maybe you'll tell me the chitim a trefa mi beta michael a maymar. We know that an animal which was born a trefa, it had some congenital birth defect which rendered it a trefa even from the moment it was born. And still we say that if you shech the trefa, you remove it from tumas nevela. In which case, why is that not a good raya and a good comparison to shechting a nefel? And we should say, just like if you shecht a trefa, mileda, you remove tumas nevela, so to buy a nefel, you should remove tumas nevela. Maigel emeimar. And that we say, now, hasam yesh b'mina shchita. Over there, at least it's the type of animal that its min is a min which could be shechted. Whereas here, every single animal born in the eighth month, it will die. And therefore you can hear that's the reason why it's that much worse. So in other words, even though the din is that if someone shechts a trefa, you succeed in removing tumas nevela. Nevertheless, we have a machlokes tanoim by shechitas nefel, an animal which is born in the eighth month. Do we say that you've removed the tumah of nevela or not? And it could be that it's worse insofar that every animal born in the eighth month is somewhat destined to die, and therefore it's that much worse. Good. Says the Gemara, "Bailahu me pliyir rabban and lalei the Rebbe Shimon min Gamliel Eloi." We began this sugya five lines on the bottom of Kuflam and Hamad Beis that Rebbe Shimon min Gamliel said any human being who is alive for 30 days is not a nevel. An animal on the eighth day is not considered to be a nevel. What about the rabbanim? Do the rabbanim agree or disagree? So, Vimtim Suleimar Pligi, and if you want to tell me they argue, and we know we usually pass them like an Imtim Suleimar, if you want to tell me they argue, Halacha Tamaisai, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, I ain't Halacha Tamaisai. It says the Gemara, Toshma, Egel, Shenelet Beyomtiv. The din is, Sheikh din is say Beyomtiv. You're allowed to shecht it. It's only 1 day old. It's only 1 day old, so it must be that the Rabbanim disagree with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and they say to the extent that it's 1 day old, it's kosher. And we're not concerned that maybe it's an nefel. Says Gemara, now it's not a raya, and the kim leiv begavei should call aleich adoshav. We'll make it a kim, and we'll say that the case is that you happen to know that the animal, the gestation of the animal, it carried its young to full term. Toshma, Bishav, and even if it's Machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, as to whether or not you're allowed to paskin on Mumin on Yom Tov. However, they both agree, Shim Noilad Hu Mumay Imay, that if a Bechor is born with its Mum, Shazemina Muchan. They agree that it's considered to be Muchan, and you're allowed to shecht, you're allowed to paskin on it, and you're allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov. If the Chacham says it's a Mum, you can shecht it and eat it on Yom Tov. Aye, it's the first day. It hasn't gone through 30 days. And nevertheless, we see that it's kosher. It hasn't gone through 8 days. Says Gemara, Nami Shekal Lechadashav. Now the case is that it carries a full term. Toshma Adam Rav Yehuda Mishmul Halacha Karev Shimon Ben Gamliel Halacha Mechlal Tapligi Shma Mina. Full stop. So quite clear, it says, Rav Yehuda said B'Shem Shmuel, that we paskin like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. The very fact that he had to say we paskin like Shimon Ben Gamliel infers very clearly that the Rabbanan disagree, in which case we have a raya to Anshayla. Number one, the Rabbanan disagree. Number two, the Psak actually follows Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Good. So now Abai is going to come and just explain what exactly and what are the limitations of the machlekes? Some rabbaya, no, from an agag, if a child, or the truth is even an animal, fell off a roof, or was consumed by a lion, and let's say this happened on day number 5 of its life. It happened on day number 5 of its life. So, divri hakol chayu. So Abaya initially says that everyone, even Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, would agree that we treat, let's say, the human being that died as if it was alive. Because Rav Vlades are not Nephilim, we must assume, we can assume, and we do assume that it was alive. Diviakol Chayu. Ki pligi shepie kumes. The nafkamina will be, when they argue, is let's say if the baby yawned and died. So it clearly showed a lack of vitality. It showed there were clear signs that the baby was sickly. So, you know, it happened to be it fell off a roof, but the only thing you saw from this baby is a very sickly, weak baby. In that case, there is a machlekes. Mar sover the rabbanan say chayu, Omar sover mesu, and Shimon Gamliel says mes. L'may nafkemina lifter min a yibum. Nafkemina will be legabe yibum, meaning Reuben gave birth to this baby, and for 4 days it fell off a roof, and this was a baby that showed signs of weakness. So the question is, and then Reuben dies. The question is, do we say Ashes Ruvain falls to Shimon? Is she Skuklibum? So it very much depends if Ruvain gave birth to a Bar Kayama. If Ruvain's baby was a Bar Kayama, but it unfortunately met with an accident, then Ashes Ruvain does not fall to Yibum. But if we say that Ruvain's baby was never a Bar Kayama, so then, Ashes Reuben falls to Yibum. So again, at this stage, the Gemara wanted to say, everyone agrees, if we don't see any signs of weakness, of illness, everyone agrees that it's a chai. Everyone agrees that it's a chai. Why? Because we assume that Rav Vlades are not Nephilim. But in a situation where we saw a sign of an illness, it just was yawning and yawning and yawning, and then it fell off the roof. Then, here we have a machlekes. The rabbanim say, we still assume it's a chai. And the Shimon Gamliel says, no, we assume it's a mace. Nafkamin lagabe yibum. Now we said, 1 second, nafum in agagi achla ari, dira kol chayu. But in the first case, in the very first case, where you didn't see any signs of weakness and illness, you want to tell me that everyone says that it is considered to be a chai? The heart of Papa of Ravuna Breder of Yeshua, Iklo Lebe Breder of Idi Bar Avin. They went to the house of Be Breder of Idi Bar Avin, the Avidlo Iglatzel. So he made for them this succulent young calf, b'yamama d'shiva, on the seventh day of its life. V'amrilei, and they said to him, I israchisu le'ad l'urta, if you only would have waited to shecht it until this evening, which would have been the night of the eighth day, we would have eaten from it. Abrahashta le'achlina minei, but now, because you shechted it within the first 7 days, we're not able to eat from it. So you want to tell me, in a situation where we have no sveikus, no drara, no reason to be concerned, everyone agrees that it's alive, everyone agrees that we can assume that it's fine, we have this maisa shahaya, and they refuse to eat from an animal which was shechted within the first week. Ella says the Gemara like this. We have to modify what we said. Ella. Keshapiyaku meis, divrakol meis. Even the Rabbanin of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would agree that it is kemeis. Ki pligi v'nofa min agag v'ochla ari. When do they argue in a case where there was no simon whatsoever of sickliness, of weakness? What happened? Just nafal min agag, ochlari. Mar is davar meisur. Shimon Gamliel says we still have to be choshish that maybe it was meis. Mar sovar chayu. Whereas the Rabbanan of Shimon Gamliel say, no, we have no reason to assume there was any foul play in this case. We can assume, if so, that the animal was alive. Good. Says the Gemara, Berei the Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, the son of Rav Dimi, is Yared Le'ahu Yenuka Begeit Losin Yemen. Israel Yenuka, a baby was born, Begeit Losin Yemen, within 30 days, Shachet, died. So, Yosef, Kamis Abel Ilavei, so he mourned the loss of the baby, he was Noeg Dini Avelis. So Amar Lei Avua, his father said, Tavarunisa Kabayis Lamechol, why are you so interested in eating the delicacies which they serve and which they serve Avelim at a Shiva house that you are acting Avelis and you're mourning, meaning it was within 30 days. And therefore, you don't need to mourn, you don't need to sit shiva, and so on. Amalei, to which he said, you're right. Abrakim libei shekol hadashov. And that's how we bask him. In a case where you know that the mother carried to full term, then there will be dini avelus. If you don't know that the mother carried to full term, there won't be. But if you know the mother carried to full term, then there will be dini avelus. Similarly, Rav Ashi, Ikla Bei Rav Kahana, Isra Bei Milsa, something happened, Begoy Tlasin Yemen, within the first 30 days the baby died, Chazi Adi Asafa Kamisabal Ilave, he saw that he was Misabal for the baby. Amalei Le Savali Mar, Lahoda Amrav Yehuda, Amashmur Allah Hakarashim and Gamliel, do not hold like Ravida Mishmul said that we pass in like of Shimon ben Gamliel, and therefore we can assume that the baby was a Nevel. Amalei, Kimli Begavei, Shekol Lechadoshev. He said, I know that it was Kalu Lechadoshev, in which case that's the reason why he wanted to be Miss Abel. Yeah, maybe just mention briefly a couple of things. In Shulchan Aruch, we pass in your day in Siman Tezvav by the Ema, which gives birth, that if you know it's Kalu Hadashov, which is, as we said, 9 months for Behema Gas and 5 months for Behema Daka, then you're allowed to eat it immediately. You don't need to wait for 7 days. You don't need to wait. But there is a discussion when you purchase an animal, from a goy, and you would like to shecht it immediately. So in that case, one needs to be concerned that maybe it was lei kol lechadashov, and you would then need to wait for 7 days. But there is an interesting dion as to whether or not if you see signs on the animal that it doesn't appear to be a freshly born, a newborn animal, and also maybe if the guy is Messiah Lefi Tumai, he doesn't know anything about, in Jewish law, one is not supposed to eat the animal so long as it's not Kaleh Hadashlev because of the concern of traitors. So it could be B'makim when the guy is Messiah Lefi Tumai and is at the Simanim, so then maybe that's good enough to matter it. There's also an interesting dion in Halacha as to when we speak about waiting 7 days and then only on the 8th day eating the animal, does it need to be 7 full days, me'es la'es, 7 24-hour periods? Or let's say if the baby was, if Shkia is at 6 p.m. and the baby is born at 10 to 6, do we say 10 minutes is day number 1 and now you're already on day number 2? Does it have to be a full me'es la'es or not? It seems to be a machlekes between the Lavush and the Prima Gadim, that the Lavush is making and the Prima Gadim is Machmir. Lamais of the Peskim seem to go like the Lavush, that there's no requirement of waiting a full me'es la'es, and it actually seems to be that the Prima Gadim himself was chayzer to say that there's no requirement of a full me'es la'es. Good. Says the Gemara on the last line of Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So Itmar. If a child, Rahman al-Tzlan, died within 30 days, and then what happened? The woman, she went ahead and she married. So what's the case over here? If you look at Rashi, the last 2 lines at the bottom, Lily ben Elihu. The father dies, the baby is born, and then within 30 days, the baby dies. Rashi says, if the baby would have lived, then the Ashes Hames would not have been Skukal Yibam, because her husband left behind a Ben Kayama. But the baby died within 30 days. The mother remarried within 30 days, Rashi says. But on the miniskach lachazman, lefishus sevura she'enes kukal yibam. She thought that she does not need to do yibam. So the question is, what happens over here? Really, it could be that the baby was an aphel. It turns out that this woman is actually a woman who is zkuka liyibam, in which case it's also for her to remarry. So I'm Ravina Mishmeda Rava, Ravina said the Shem Rava. We say the following. In Ashes Yisrael, if she married a Yisrael. So then you know what we say? You know what, lady? Just cover your bases. Before you have Nisuin with your new husband, go get Chalitza from your brother-in-law. Do chalitza from your brother-in-law. The chalitza which your brother-in-law does and gives you will in no way hinder your ability to have nisuin, right? Because your brother-in-law, who is a Yisrael, is allowed to marry you post your chalitza. So imeishes Yisrael chalitzis. Whereas imeishes kayini, this woman has had erusin with a kayin. And now if she receives chalitza from her brother-in-law, a kohen, just like he's asa to a grusha, he's asa to a chalutza, so we say, imeshes kohenhi, eina chiletzes. We are not going to require her to do chalitza. We won't require her to do chalitza misafik. Meaning by Yisrael, where anyway there's no problem, do it. But if it's a kohen, where once she does chalitza, the kohen is going to be asa to her, we say, don't worry about it, and we will follow the shita of the Rabbanan, and we will say that the baby was not a nathel, the baby was a bar kayama, and just unfortunately something happened to the baby, and therefore she's not skuka liyibam, and she can continue with her marriage with a kohen. That was Ravina b'shem Rava. Whereas Rav Shravia Mishmei the Rava, or some of the years of Mishanshia, the Shem Rava said, no, Avazuv Avazuv Chaletzes. Meaning, you're telling me that Rava said, we make a distinction between an Ashes Yisrael and Ashes Kayin. I'm telling you, I heard Rava say not like that. And Rava said, I'm really sorry. Even if she's married to, even if she had Eris into a Kayin, she must receive Chalitza, which will preclude her ability to have Nisuin with a Kayin. She must have Chalitza. So, Amalei Ravina, Rav Shravia, he said, you know what? It happens to be that you're right, but Urta Amar Rava Hachi. Vatsafra Hadabay, you didn't come to Shir the next morning. You only came to the first Shir of Rava. In the first Shir of Rava, Rava said, Achazu v'achazu. But the following morning, Rava retracted. Rava changed his mind. So therefore, I'm telling you that Rava said, we make a distinction between Eishes Yisrael and Eishes Kohen, which is quite a fascinating thing, quite a fascinating makar to remember that in halacha, at times, we will be machmir. If the situation is okay, if there's extenuating circumstances, i.e., if you make her be machmir and do chalitza, she's now going to be asura to have nisuin with the Kohen, we're not going to be machmir. And you didn't come to shir the next morning, and therefore you didn't realize that Rava changed his mind. So, Amalei, so Rav Misharshia, or Rav Shravia said, Sharisua, what he mattered, without Chalitza, Yehi Rava de Tishru Tarva, Alavai should matter also to eat Chalev. Rashi says, Sharisua vada Chalitza, Avrisu Adarav and Shimon, I don't believe this. I don't believe that there was a retraction. There's an interesting discussion in halacha as to how do we treat, you know. I don't know. You find very often that someone says, you know, I think in Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasi he brings, you know, that Shlomo Zalman originally said this, and then he retracted, and I remember in my day a big discussion about crock pots. Is it called Hatmana? Is it not called Hatmana? Rav Yashiv, Shlomo Zalman, the Sev Yamav, he was Chayzer, Rav Moshe, Talmidim say the Sev Yamav, he was Chayzer. How do we look at someone who's made that a particular Rav subsequently retracted his psak? Do you have to listen to that? Here Rav Shravia, the Shem Rava, does not seem to be Mekabel, the Edus of Ravina, the Shem Rava, which is quite a fascinating thing. Good. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't tell us over here any reason why he was chayzer as such. He just says he was chayzer. So now he says he wasn't makabel.
But here, because he found out new things on the electronics, let's say.
Could be. Might depend if yeah, and Hanami might depend on that. Correct. Now the last thing we said in the Mishnah was when it came to androgynous. We said in the Mishnah that Sufik Vandroginus Ain Machal and Lavis Hashavis. Rabbiuda Matir Vandroginus. Rabbiuda says no, you can do Mila for an androgynous. And we said an androgynous was a baby who displays both genitalia, male and female. So Amr Shizvi Amr Khizda Loila Kol Am Rabbiuda Androgynous Zachar. You shouldn't make a mistake and think that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that an androgynous is considered to be a zachar for all dini Torah. You shouldn't assume that. Sheima Taimer came when the Erechin Yerach. Legabi Erechin, if someone is metabol upon themselves, the Erech of an androgynous, or if the androgynous himself is metabol upon himself, his own value, then he should have to pay the amount which the Torah stipulates for a male. Minal and Delemi Areich, and how do you know that that's not actually true, that he's not Nerech like a male? The Tanya. The Bazik says, Vahaya Erkecha Hazachar. Hazachar. Velay Tumta Mandragonus. So Yahalayehe Be'erech Ish, or Be'erech Ish, and maybe he's going to be valued like a woman. Tamad Lamer Hazachar. Ve'im Negevi. Zachar Vadai, Negevi Vadais. V'leitumtum andraganus. And so on. So therefore, he's not going to be assessed like a male. Says the Gemara, V'stam sifra Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the author of this? Maybe you might ask. What's the raya? Tishit Rabbi Yehuda. Who says this brace is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Teretz says it's a stam sifra. It's a teretz kainim. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that stam sifra goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Davin Anami Tanina. We also learn like this. Hakol Ksherim Lekadesh. All, everyone is kosher to be Mekadesh. Rashi says the Mechatos, to place the Efer Al Hamayim. You can take the ashes and place it in the Mayim for the Paraduma. Everyone is kosher. Chutz Mecheresh Sheita Bekoton. Rebbe Yehuda Masha Bekoton. Upaisal Be'ish of Androgynous. He said you cannot use a woman. And you cannot use an androgynous, says Rashi three lines down. Uba androgynous, shmamina de biuda ki isha mashvila. It must be the biuda understands that androgynous is more considered to be like a woman. Shmamina, aye, if so, why taka specifically over here by Mila? Does Rebuda allow you to mal the orla of an androgynous? If the androgynous is not actually considered to be a male, she says kol zachar is a ribuyu. It's a ribuyu. And it comes to tell me, in all cases, you're allowed to mal, whether or not it's a proper male, whether or not it is an androgynous. Let's see a little bit the next sugya for a couple of minutes. Sugya Mishnah, Misha, Hayulish, Neitinekes. Someone has two babies to mal. Echad lamal achar Shabbos. One, the bris is supposed to take place on Sunday. The echad lamal b'Shabbos. One, the bris, the 8th day, is supposed to take place on Shabbos. V'shachach, and they forgot. Umal eshel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. You mauled the baby who's only supposed to take place on Sunday on Shabbos. So you ended up doing meal on the 7th day. Shalei b'makim mitzvah klal, the din is chayiv. You chayiv achatas. You made a mistake. You were toya bidvar mitzvah. You didn't end up doing a mitzvah at all because you mauled a baby that the time for mila had not even arrived yet. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. Whereas a slightly different case, echad lamol b'erev Shabbos. One you were supposed to maul on Friday. The echad lamol b'Shabbos. And what happened? V'shachach umal eshel erev Shabbos v'Shabbos. You incorrectly mauled the baby who you were supposed to maul on Friday on Shabbos. Now you're not allowed to do it because it's not his 8th day, it's his 9th day. But you mauled a baby on the 9th day on Shabbos. Here we have a shailah. Here we have a machlikas. Rav Lezer mechayev chatas, Rav Yeshua paiter. The blessing is Machayev Yachatas, because at the end of the day, you are Machal Shabbos B'Shegig, Shalei B'Machi Mitzvah. Whereas if Yeshua Patras, because at the end of the day, you did a mitzvah. You mauled a baby, whose time has arrived, so you were Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, the Asa Mitzvah. So case number one, you were Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah, the Loy Asa Mitzvah, because it was day 7, Case number 2, you were Tevet Vamitzvah, the Asa Mitzvah, we have Machlekes. Says the Gemara, Ravuna Masni Chayiv. Ravuna learnt in the Reisha, everyone says you're Chayiv because you were Tevet Vamitzvah, and you didn't even do a mitzvah. Whereas Rav Yehuda, he learnt in the Reisha, Potter. So the Gemara explains. Ravuna Masni Chayiv, the Tanya. Om Rav Shimon Lazar, Lenech Lekur Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Mishayle Beis Dinekes Echad Lomo V'Shabbos Echad Lomo Achas Shabbos. If you have 2 children, one tamal on Shabbos and one tamal on Sunday, V'Shachach Umal Shol Achas Shabbos V'Shabbos, and you mal Sunday's baby on Shabbos, Shuchayev. Why? Because you were Toye B'Dvar Mitzvah V'Loy Asa Mitzvah. Everyone, even Rabbi Yeshua, says Yechayev. Amen Echlaku. Al Mishayele Beis Dinekos, Echad Lamo Be'Ariv Shabbos, Echad Lamo Be'Shabbos, one on Friday, one on Shabbos, V'Shachar. He made a mistake. Umal Es Shal Erev Shabbos V'Shabbos, and you mauled Friday's baby on Shabbos. Here we say, Shereby Eliezer Mechayim Chatas, because at the end of the day, you are Mechal Shabbos, Shaloi B'Makim Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua Peter, and Rabbi Yeshua Patas, says the Gemara, V'Shneim Leilam Dua, Ela Mi'avoydes Kehavim. Both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua find their source in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer Zavak Avodah Kehavim, just like Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Kehavim Amrahman Alei Savid V'chi Avod Nechayiv. It's a case where you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, you're going to be chayiv, a carbon, if you did it b'sheigeg, hachanami lojna. Whereas, Rabbi Yeshua says there's a massive difference. Rabbi Yeshua name, hasam delav mitzvah, hacha mitzvah. In that case, you didn't do a mitzvah. But here, you mauled a baby on the ninth day of its life, on a Shabbos. So admittedly, you weren't allowed to mal on Shabbos because it wasn't bizmane, but at least you did a mitzvah. So there's a big, big difference. That is the way Rav Huna learned the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So we'll pick it up tomorrow with the way Rav Yehuda learned the machlekes from Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua.